So if you just recently got the text I said that, so I re-recorded the parts that got cut. So if you want to catch up from last week, you can do that. We're going to start now with a new sugya, which is going to be the last of the introductory remarks, but it's also a good segue because we will actually start somewhat in order in the Gemara in the 7th parak. So we're going to start with Mishnah at the beginning of the parak on Daf Samach Zayin of Viz. We're going to read inside the Mishnah and the Gemara. So the Mishnah says as follows. Kol gadol amru b'shabbos kol ha-shochech ikor shabbos va'asa molachos harbe b'shabbosos harbe inu chayev elachatas achas. So there is a kol gadol that they said about Shabbos, a very important general principle, that in the following couple of cases. Number one, anybody who forgets, and I'm going to be explaining just according to Rashi here, so anybody explains Ikar Shabbos, meaning a person that forgets that there is a concept of Shabbos, and that's like his mindset, he just doesn't know that there's Shabbos. And he does many malachos on many Shabbosos, so let's say he does 3 malachos a week, every single week. You are only chayav, that person only chayav one chatas. Right, chatas being the carbon that you bring when you do any malacha deraisa on Shabbos v'shogig. So the din is you bring a carbon chatas. So when you see chatas, it means you did a deraisa. So if you do that in that context, meaning that the type of shogig that you have is that you just don't know that there's Shabbos, you're only chayav one chatas for the entire time period. If a person knows that there is Shabbos and he does many malachos on many Shabbosos, so you're chayav on every single Shabbos. So meaning you didn't know, the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly, but you didn't know what the shogeg was, right? You knew that there's Shabbos, but the shogeg is that you didn't know that today was Shabbos. You thought today was Sunday. So you're chayav for every single Shabbos. So even if you did many malachos on that Shabbos, so you're chayav on every single Shabbos. Rashi explains that if you didn't know that today was Shabbos, so then you know that the next week was Shabbos. So maybe you should only be chayav one chatas on the entire time period. And he says that we assume al pidin that during the days of the week in between, so you kind of knew that it was Shabbos, or you had to have figured out that day was Shabbos, so that kind of separates your state of mind being shogig. So we divide up each Shabbos, and we say, last Shabbos was one state of being shogig, the next Shabbos is one state of being shogig, so you only have one chatas, even if you did many malachos on those Shabbos. Third case, Hayodeh Shu Shabbos V'asa Malacha Sarbe V'Shabbos Sarbe Chayav Akla'av Malacha U'Malacha. If a person knows that today is Shabbos and his shogeg is he doesn't know that these malachos are asuros and he does many malachos, so then the din is you're chayav for each av malacha that you do. So if you do Zoreya and Choresh and Kotzer, so you're chayav 3 for each one. But if you do many malachos that are me'in malacha achas, they're like one, they're combined, they stem from one malacha, so you're only chayav one chatas on the av malacha. Essentially, if you do an av malacha and you do toldos, or you do many toldos of one av, so you're only chayav one chatas for the av malacha that you violated. Okay, now, actually, we're not going to get to this, and we're just going to skip over for now. For the next few dapim, some famous cases, you walk in the desert, and you don't know what today's Shabbos is, you have to figure it out, count how many days. Very important nachmina if you fly to Hawaii, and you can know what today's Shabbos is. It's all based on these gemaras. But, l'daf ayin, amar alef. That's where we'll pick up for the sugya for tonight. So the gemara, the two dots, right, so the quotes the Mishnah, it's like 5 lines down, says, chayav akol malach, malacha umalacha. So the din was, in the third case, right, that if you knew that today was Shabbos, but you didn't know that this malacha was asr, and you did many malachos, and you didn't know that they were asr, and that's your shogeg, so you're chayav for each malacha that you do. So the Gemara says like this, chilk malachos minala. So chilk malachos, the principle, when you see chilk malachos, and when we talk about the idea of chilk malachos, It means the concept that you are chayav a chatas for each av melacha that you violate in that situation. That's chiluk melachos, that the melachos are divided up, that you would be chayav a chatas for each of them. So chiluk melachos minolan. How do we know that there is such a concept of chiluk melachos? Right? All we know, if you read the Torah, all it says is lo tzasa kol melacha. I don't know anything else. I don't know anything about melacha. So how do you know that there's this concept? I mean, we know that there's 39 melachos, and we talk about that. How do you know that you could be chayav a chatas for each av melacha that you do? So the Gemara wants to figure that out. Amar Shmuel Amarka. So the Gemara first quotes Shmuel, and it says a pasuk, Mechaleha mos yumas. Right? So the pasuk says, by many of the times it says Shabbos, so the whole pasuk is Shmartim as a Shabbos, Kiko dashi lachem, Mechaleha mos yumas, Kiko ha'osev ha'malacha, Menech rosa nevashri me'amea. So it says, by Shmiras Shabbos, Mechaleha mos yumas. Presume, face value, that means if a person is Mechaleha Shabbos, a person's chayav misa. So the drasha is that Torah ribsa misos harbe al chilul echad, right? Mechaleha is the ones who violate. So the plural is mechaleha, like those people who violate, but presumably each person that's violating is doing one act of chilul, one act of violation. Most yumas, there's a double lashon of misa. So the drasha is that the Torah is merabe many misos on one maisa chilul. So that's the drasha of chiluk melachos. So, not entirely clear yet how you get it down. So, you might ask, so what do you mean? Chayav b'mezid ksiv. That pasuk is mechaleha mos yumas, is talking about the din b'mezid. If a person b'mezid intentionally violates Shabbos, so you get a chiyuv misa. How do you see here that you could get a chiyuv chatas on one maisa chilul for each individual one? So, eino inyan l'mezid d'ksiv ka'osa. Vomilacha, the Bach adds, Vomilacha, Yumas, Tneyu Inyan, Lishogig. So the Gemara says, no. The Pasuk of Mechaleha Mos Yumas is not talking about Mezid, because we have another Pasuk in a different location that tells me, Ka'ose Vomilacha Yumas, that a person who violates Shabbos, presumably be Mezid, so he gets Mitzah. Therefore, the Pasuk of Mechaleha Mos Yumas is talking about the case of Shogig. Uma Yumas. So what does yumas mean in the concept of shogig? A person not chayv misa if he violates Shabbos shogig. B'mamon, it's misa b'mamon. So Rashi explains misa b'mamon because you have to pay lots of times for each chatas that you do, for each malacha that you violate, you have to bring a chatas, so each chatas costs money. So every, let's say $20, so every malacha, $20, $20, $20, you could die from money, you'll be poor for all the chataos that you have to bring. So that's the drasha according to Shmuel. Mechaleha mos yumas teaches you on one maisa chilul you can bring many chataos, meaning that even if you violate the lav melacha once, so because there are many melachos included, you can be obligated to bring many chataos. So, so look at Rashi here. Rashi, dibra maschav chilk melachos. I'm not going to do all the Rashis, but just some of the ones that stand out. So chiluk melachos, Rashi says. So this is essentially where we started from. Shegufei melachos mischalkim lechataos. So gufei is hard. We're going to focus on it, but it's a little hard to know what Rashi is getting at when he says gufei melachos. Right? Guf means like a form. So the form of the melachos, for lack of a better translation, so are divided up into many chataos. Even if they're done under one context of shogeg, helem is like forgetfulness in the sense that you don't know that it's usher. So even if that's your entire state of being the entire time, so the melachos can be divided up for a chataos to be chayv more than one. So that's how Shmuel knows the din. Then the Gemara says, v'tepeklei chiluk melachos mehicha dinafkelei l'rabbi Nasan. So Gemara asks, on Shmuel, why does Shmuel learn the source for this din of chiluk melachos from Mechaleha Mos Yumas? Why doesn't he learn it from the place that Reb Nosson learns it from? The Tanya Reb Nosson, Omer lo sevaru ish b'chol mosh vaseichem yom ha-Shabbos. Reb Nosson says, the Pasuk says, lo sevaru ish b'chol mosh vaseichem yom ha-Shabbos, right? In the beginning of Parashat Vayakel, so the Torah singles out Havara, the Melach Havara, the Melach of lighting a fire on Shabbos, and says, a person should not do that wherever you are on Shabbos. So, matam lamar. Why does the Torah single out havara? Fishin hamar bayaka Moshe as kol adas bnei Yisrael elah hadivarim v'gomer. right? The Torah starts out that section of the first blessing of Vayakel, and then says Sheshes Yomim. The next blessing is Sheshes Yomim Teyase Melacha. The next blessing is right for 6 days a week. A person does Melacha, and then not on Shabbos. So Devarim had Devarim. So we're just paraphrasing. So Devarim had Devarim. So first of all, when the Torah said Ela had Devarim, it could have said Ela Devarim. What's had Devarim? Ela had Devarim. Ela Shloshim Mitesha Melacha Shneimru LeMoshe B'Sinai. When it says had Devarim, so it's teaching you. It's based on like a Gematria. Rashi says, so had Devarim. These are the 39 Melachos that were told to Moshe at Sinai. Moshe is telling those 39 Melachos over to Klal Yisrael at this time. Now, I would have thought, that's part of the drasha, I would have thought that if you do all of those malachos in one helem, right, that you know that it's Shabbos, but you don't know that they're usher, that you would be only chayiv one chatas in the entire time. So the Gemara says, that's why the Torah says earlier, by Shabbos, becharishu v'katzer tishbos. So there's a din of tishbos, of Tishbos is a weird assay. It's an assay of not doing malacha. So we always think about not doing malacha as lo sa'asek malacha is the source. There's also an assay that's counted of Tishbos, which is there's an assay of not doing malacha. If you want to think about that idea, look at the Ramban on that idea of Tishbos, a very famous idea of the Ramban author. So v'adayin ani omer. But I could have said, fine. By Harisha and Tzira, by those two malachos, Choresh and Kotzer, so maybe in those two cases where the Torah singled them out, you would be chai of achatas for each one that you did. But otherwise, for the rest of the 37 malachos, if you did them, you would only be chai of one chatas that would cover all 37. So therefore, the Torah says, "Lo sevar leish." It singles out havara in this context. Havara bechal haitza, the lama yatzas, hakish eleha velomar lecha. Ma havara shehi ad melacha vechayavin aleha bifnei atzma. Af koshu ad melacha chayavin aleha bifnei atzma. The drasha is just like havara was included in the klal of all of the melachos. Right, this is one of the klal protocols we say in the morning, and it was yotzei from the klal to teach a hekesh to it, right? And to say, just like Havara, which is an Av Melacha, and you're Chayiv on it on its own, you're Chayiv for Havara on its own, so too for each Melacha, you're Chayiv if you violate it on its own. So according to the Ramnasa and the Din of Chilk Melacha, it says, learn from the idea of Havara L'chalik Yatzas. If you ever hear the principle of Havara L'chalik Yatzas, that means that Havara was separated out in the Torah to L'chalik, to teach the Din of Chilk Melacha, so you would be Chayiv for each Melacha that you do. Rashi has called Arichos. Rashi thinks that once we rejected the concept of Becharish of Katzar Tishbos, so then we only learn from Havara as the source. Charish and Katzar doesn't teach us anything about Chag Mulachos, so you can look in Rashi why that is. So then the Gemara says, Shmuel, so now that's a dinner of Nassim. So our original question was, that sounds like a really good source. Why doesn't Shmuel learn like that? So the Gemara says, Shmuel Savar Lak Reb Yosi, to Amar Havara Lelav Yatzas. Because Shmuel holds like the other Tana in that case, who holds that Havara doesn't teach the din of Chilk Malachos. Havara is separated from the general grouping of the Malachos to teach the fact that Havara is only Chayav Bilav. If a person violates Havara, he's not Chayav Skila, or not Chayav Misa, or not Chayav Karis. You don't even be Chayav Alav. The Tanya, Havara Lalav Yatzas, Dibre Reb Yosi, Reb Nasan Omer L'chalik Yatzas. It's a machlokas Tanoim, whether Havara is Lelav Yatzas, it teaches that it's really different than the rest. That's why it's separated, because it wants to teach that there's just a Lav, right? Because essentially what a Lav is, if the Torah says don't do something and you violate it, that's unless it says otherwise what the punishment is, or we have some sort of limit what the punishment is. So the presumption is it's always a Chi of Lav, and you be Chayv only Malkos for it. So the Torah just says, Lo Sevaruish Mechomosh Vasechem Yom HaShabbos, doesn't say any Chi of Misa by that, so we would assume, according to Rav Yossi, you'd only be chayav alav for it. So that's why Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav Nassim, because it's not so clear that Havara is a good source for Chilk Malachos. Havara might just teach the din that you're only chayav alav for Havara only, as opposed to the other 38.
In the Mishnah that we learned, the difference in the three cases was factored in. One of the factors was the person's mindset. Here, it doesn't seem like the person's mindset matters at all. Like, a person, whether they're trying to keep Shabbos or not, doesn't seem to matter.
So again, here we're just learning this, the concept that the Torah would view the malachos separately from each other, right? The Gemara doesn't, the Gemara's psukim in these cases, like you pointed out, doesn't say anything about shogeg, right? We have a separate din about shogeg, and shogeg requires some sort of absent-mindedness of some sort. You don't know that it's Shabbos, you don't know that it's the malachos aser, it requires some sort of absent-mindedness. The psukim here are just reflecting the concept that we could view the malachos as separate from each other in some regard. If we can find a source in the Torah that views the malachos separately, then we can take that principle and apply it to shogeg and say, okay, by shogeg you could be chayav achatas for each malacha on its own. But we first need to see somewhere in the Torah that views the malachos as individually from each other, even not in the shogeg context.
So that would apply all three cases?
Well, no, because... right, it depends what you're in those cases, right? So it depends, at least according to the Mishnah's view. You could argue on the Mishnah whether that should be the case, but in the Mishnah's view, so depending on what your shogeg is, like what you're not sure about or what you don't know, that can override anything else. So let's say in the case where you would be only chayav for each Shabbos, right? So the case there was, you know that Shabbos, that there is a concept of Shabbos, you don't know that today is Shabbos. So the din was that even if you do many malachos during that Shabbos, right, you're only chayav of one chatas on the entire Shabbos. I mean, you would say, well, there's a concept of malachos, you should be chayav for each malacha even in that case. So there, the Mishnah clearly has the idea that your lack of knowledge at today is Shabbos overrides anything else that applies. And then even in that case, the din would be, even if you know, like you know the 39 malachos book cold, and you know all of the halachos of Shabbos, you just thought today was Sunday, so because your lack of knowledge has to do with the day of Shabbos, not with the individual halachos, so we relate to you about what your shogeg is about. But since your shogeg is about Shabbos and not about the malachos, so we only apply one chatas there.
It's a very different case than someone who's not keeping Shabbos, and yeah, he doesn't know which day is Shabbos, he's not paying attention to it. It's very different. If someone's keeping Thursday as Shabbos every week, and they're just mixed up on the calendar, that's a very different shogeg as to somebody who...
Yes, but I don't think we contrast your shogeg by saying we really know that you're shogeg about Shabbos because, in fact, you kept Shabbos yesterday. We look to what you did today. So if your lack of knowledge is you just don't know what today is Shabbos, so we don't... Maybe it could bolster the fact that you didn't know what today was Shabbos because yesterday, in fact, you did keep Shabbos. But we only go based on how we assess your state of mind. So, I mean, it seems like the case would be, even if, let's say, both. You didn't know that today was Shabbos, and you don't know anything about Halachos Shabbos, you would still only be chayav one, because it's more, essentially to the Mishnah, it's more meaningful that you don't know that today is Shabbos than you don't know the malachos, and that will override your lack of knowledge of the malachos. At least that's the Mishnah, I mean, you could argue, but that's the Kuhali Mishnah views it. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, again, had presented the source according to Shmuel as Mechala Amos Yumas. That teaches you the din of Chilk Malachos. Then, the Gemara asks, well, why doesn't he learn like Reb Nassan from Havara? So he said, well, because it's not so clear that Havara is a really good source, because Reb Yossi learns the fact that Havara is separate from the rest of the Malachos, the din of Havara l'lav yotzas, not l'chalik yotzas. Now the Gemara continues. Typically, l'chug Malachos mehecha denafkalei l'Reb Yossi. Well, in fact, Reb Yossi has an even additional source. What's his source? The Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, ve'asa me'achas mehena. So Rav Yossi learns from the following case. The pasuk says, this is actually better for the question you're pointing out, right? The other two sources seemingly had nothing to do with chatas. This has everything to do with chatas. So this pasuk is by carbon chatas. The pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra, this is the discussion. It's Parshas Chatas. So the Torah says there, "Ve'asa me'achas mehena." So the Gemara goes crazy about that formulation. Based on a drasha, the Gemara is going to explain even further how it gets there. based on the drasha, v'asa me'achas mehina, right? Could have just said v'asa achas mehina. What's v'asa me'achas mehina or v'asa me'achas? What's all this like hedging language? So the Gemara says that sometimes, or the Rebbe says sometimes, that you could be chayav on all of them, meaning you could be chayav one on all of them, meaning if you did many different things, many different actions, you could be chayav once, one chatas for everything that you did. And sometimes you'll be chayav for each individual action that you do. So Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina goes even further. My time of the Rabbi Yossi, achas me'achas hina mehina. So he's dorish the fact that it could have said achas, but it said me'achas, so extra mem. And it could have said hina, but it said mehina. So achas shehi hina, hina shehi achas. So the drasha is that there's an achas, there's a case where you do one, shehi hina, it's many. Hina shehi achas is something that you do many, and it's really one. So what is that? So achas shimon, me'achas shem, mishimon. Achas is if you write, let's say, the name Shimon. And me'achas, a fraction of that, is if you write the word shin mem from Shimon. Hina avos, mehina todos. So the right, if you hina could refer to avos, mehina, an aspect of avos is todos. Meaning that you be chayav chataos for hotodos. So the idea, so first step of the drasha is that there are situations where you're chayav, even as like a, if you only do half or a part of the whole, that's also could lead to a chayav chata. So if you only write shin mem, that's also a word. So you're chayav. Or two letters, so you're chayav. Todos are an aspect of avos. So you could be chayav chata just for the todos. Now, achashi, this is what we really want to know. Achashi, you know, Zadon Shabbos v'shigugas melechos. So according to Tova Benjamin, according to you, so this is a source for the Mishnah. So achas shehihena, there's a situation, there's a drasha from the pasuk. There's a situation where if you do one, it's really many. What is that? Zadon Shabbos v'shigugas melechos. You know that it's Shabbos, but you're shogig about the melechos. So the din is, it's like many, so you're chayav achatas for each. Hina shehi achas, but there's also a situation where if you do many, it's like there's one. What is that? Shigigas Shabbos v'zadon melachos. You don't know that it's Shabbos, but you know the melachos. So then, you're chayav one total. Shmuel. So now, so why didn't Shmuel learn from that drasha of asa me'achas mehina? Shmuel achas shehena, hina shehachas lo mashma, because he doesn't hold to that drasha. So if you don't hold to that drasha, the drasha falls away. So it comes out again that we have three sources. Each one has its difficulties, or like, if you hold one way, you have to hold the other way. There are three sources for this din of chelak melachos, right? Either it's mechalem los yumas, either or los sevaru ish havara, or asa me'achas mehina. Now the two sachronim. Well, actually, let's first introduce a concept, and then we'll go back to these sources. So there is when you think about isurim, right? So there's sometimes that there are isurim that are individual from each other. Right? If you're thinking about a list of isurim, if you're going to think about, the best way to think about things is, if you were writing a list of the 365 losases in the Torah, so which ones would be considered a separate one? So that's one way of looking at it. We would call those shemos isurim. That each losasei is a separate shem isur. So you have the losasei of we're going to look at the Mishnah increases. The losasei of dam, you can't eat chilev, you can't eat pigo, you can't eat nosar. All those things are separate shemos isurim. They can come together in the sense that they could be violated all at once in some situations, but they're separate shemos isur. So if you're making a list of losaseis in the Torah, each one of these is its own losasei, it's a separate shem isur. Now there's another concept of one shem isur, but what's called gufin muchlakin. Right? You have separate forms of that one shem isur. So what? Well, what's called a mishnah? Two mishnayos and increases, and the third parak and will highlight the differences between the two. So the mishnah in parak gimel mishnah beis increases says acha chilev. Let's see here. Acha chilev v'dam v'nosar v'pigo v'helam echad chayav acha echad v'echad. It's on the sheet. But just a simple Mishnah, right? If a person eats chilev, yeah, this one right here. You take that. Asa So if you eat chilev, right, certain fats of the animal, dam, nosar is, right, is korban that's left out. Well, it's two things, right? It's left out, but it's also, it's if you have a shchita to if at the time of the shchita you have a machshava to eat it chutz min hazman, to eat it too late, that's also nosar. So it's two cases potential. Pigo is chutz mim komo, right? Or is okay, right. Pigo is a machshava. Nosar is if it's left over, right? Pigo is the machshava that when you do the shchita and you do it at the wrong time, you have in mind to eat it at the wrong time or in the wrong place. So through that improper machshava at the time of the shchita or the time of the haktara, whatever it is, so it the animal becomes usur. So if you eat all of those, the Mishnah says, if you eat chilev, dam, nosar, pigo, behelam echad, in one state of shogeg, I guess, let's say like either unaware of what you're doing or you don't know that these things are usur, so you're chayiv for each one. The point being that once we have the whatever the necessary shogeg is, you're chayiv achatas for each one because each one is a presumably a separate shem isur. There's one isur of chilev, and there's one isur of dam, there's one isur of nosar and pigo. So you're chayiv achatas for each one because they're separate shemos isurim. Then there's a Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Krisa's Mishnah Zion. The Mishnah says, just taking an excerpt from the Mishnah, we're not really going to increase this right now. So the Mishnah says, Haba Achamish Nashav Nidot Ve'alamechad Shukhayav Ako Akas Ve'akas. If a person has relations with five women that are Nidos at one time, you're chayiv for each one. So in theory, those are separate. Those are one shem iser. There's one shem iser that you violated of bal anida. But they're gufin muchlakim in the sense that you can violate that one shem iser in many different ways, right? Many different times, all in one context. So the question that comes out by Shabbos is which side of the fence do the mulachos of Shabbos fall on? Do we say that there are 39 shemos isurim, despite the fact, or maybe because, if you hold like that source that we talked about, that the 39 malachos are learned from the fact that it says the word malacha 39 times in the Torah, so maybe those 39 times are supposed to be 39 separate shemos isurim, and that's what the 39 malachos are. They're separate shem isur. So theoretically, if you're writing a list of mitzvos, you really should have 39 lavim listed for Shabbos. Or do we say that the malachos of Shabbos are really one shem iser, lo sasa ko malacha, and there are 39 ways to violate it. The 39 gufim, the 39 aspects of that one shem iser of lo sasa ko malacha. That's the question that's raised. And the Achronim, the Shvitas HaShabbos, discusses maybe that distinction can be learned based on what the source is. Classic Chakira, right? You have two different ways of looking at something, and you have two different or three different sources. So why do sources matter? Because sources reflect different formulations and different perspectives. So here you have two that are, right? You have two, this is Rabbi Marcus's favorite Sesame Street, right? One's not like the other. So here, there are actually probably a couple of different ways that you could say one is not like the other, but the basic way of understanding is two of these sources do not specify any particular malacha, whereas one does, right? So mechala mos yumas and ve'osam achas mehena. So those are more generic formulations, and we have to like delve into it to figure out how we learn chag malachos. The one that's more explicit, that there's a maybe you would even say a concept that reflected in the Torah that the malachos can be viewed separately is lo sevaru ish. In fact, the Torah says lo sevaru ish on its own, and that's supposed to reflect the idea that not just Havara is its own malacha, but all the malachos are really their own shemos isurin. And if you don't hold like Rashi, and you want to say that Charish and Katsir are also supporting that source, so then maybe there are actually three, I haven't seen anybody inside that said that, but I wouldn't be surprised if anybody does, so maybe there are three malachos that the Torah specifically formulates as being separate to express the idea that the malachos should be viewed as separately. So again, the question is, by the malachos of Shabbos, the idea of chuk malachos, is this just a din by chatos to say, you know, well, that's what. So one question is, do we view them as shemos yisurim or gufim muchlakim? Do we say that they're 39 separate shameless iser or really one shame iser with 39 different ways to violate. Separate question, although integrated, is this din of chilk malachos only supposed to talk to you about chatos? That's just, whatever the source is, it really only has a practical application by chatos? Or does it have more far-reaching applications? So now we're going to discuss, in time we have remaining, some interesting and important nafkaminas of this idea of chilk malachos, expressions in halacha that maybe the malachos should be viewed as maybe shemos iser, or then you have to think about each nafkamina, maybe it's not really a separate shem iser, but the whatever halacha we're dealing with, you know, also views them as a separate gufa mechlakim, and that's enough. So the first thing to discuss is the Gemara and Daf Kufla Merches. Okay, so Gemara says, right before the Gemara, so this is a little more technical. So one nafkamina potentially is something that I alluded to, is how do you count? How do you count the malachos of Shabbos? So if you look at the Rambam, I didn't bring it because it's actually, for once, pretty straightforward. The Rambam counts as one of the 365 losases. He counts, this is number 320, he counts Shabbos once. It's not a very, you know, fancy formulation. He just says that, you know, there's actually so not mechudash that there's actually no comment. If you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos and the commentaries, none of them comment on this one. He's like nothing. He has nothing like out of the ordinary. He says, so one of the 365 laws that says is don't do malacha. So the Rambam's eye is pretty clear that they're gufa mechlakim, because if they really were shameless iser, separate, so you would be chayav for each one. However, I didn't see this inside. I saw somebody quote this, and I thought it would be in a certain place, and it's not. So Rav Daniel HaBavli, who we only really know because, mostly know because, the Rav Avraham ben Aram, the Rambam's son, so in his commentary to Sefer HaMitzvos, he often quotes Rav Daniel HaBavli's questions on the Rambam, and then, like, is Miyashev the Rambam against Rav Daniel Babi's questions. So I thought it was here, but I looked and I didn't see it. Somebody quoted that Rav Daniel Babi asked, maybe there should be 39 losases for Shabbos. So that would be a very explicit formulation of the idea that there would be 39 shemos iser. Again, I didn't see it inside, but just the question is right on. Because that could be what the Chalak Mulachos idea is. Okay, now some more technical nafkaminas. So the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Ches has a volume question. The Gemara, it's like right smack in the middle. Kuf Lamed Ches Amar Aleph. It's by the my Vav of Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. But you never know with these Gemaras. Sometimes they like you change. But on mine, it's the Vav of Ein Mishpat is right there. So it says Mishumai Masrinan Bay. It's the middle of a discussion. Rashi actually tells you what we're talking about. Rashi says Mishumai Masrinan Bay L'Mishamir. Person is separating wine, right? The wine that they had back in their day. So the wine was, you know, not pure. There were a lot of dregs of grapes in the wine, so they had to separate the dregs out of the wine. So if a person does that, malacha, that does it actually, he does mishamer. So it's an interesting question, where it says, mishamai masrinan bay. So what type of hasra do we give him? Mishamai masrinan bay. What type of hasra? What does that mean? So, a person's about to do malacha, and right then is in order to be chay of misa for nav malacha, so you need to get hasra. You need to get warning from two edim. Otherwise, if you don't have that, so then you would only be chay of karis. That's how the Shabbos skila karis. If someone asks me, what's the punishment for Shabbos amazin? Well, it depends. If there is hasra, proper hasra, so then the punishment can be misa. If there's no proper hasra, then the punishment is karis. So Mishumai Masrinabe, what type of asra, I ask, so what type of asra do you give him? What do you tell him when he's about to do the malacha? So Rabba Amar Mishum Borer, Rabzira Amar Mishum Merakid. Very important for the sugya of Borer Merakid, because a lot of I think we actually taught in Tosas Mem Tesam Beis. They may not even really be so different from each other, Bor and Merakid. But there's a Machlokas here, Rabba and Rav Zira, what the Malacha is, meaning what type of warning do you give him when you say, don't do Meshamer. So it seems like Gemara is saying, don't do Meshamer, and you have to give him some sort of warning because you are about to violate the Malacha of X. And the Machlokas is, what is that Malacha? Bor and Merakid, and then Rashi discusses what the differences between them are. So, I think Rashi discusses. Rashi, the Gemara above, discusses what the differences are. So, very interesting formulation. Is that really true? That when you give Hasra, you're supposed to tell the person, not just don't do this, but don't do this because you're about to violate Malacha X? Not so Pasha. So, what's the other one? Okay, so first look at the Tosas Rid. So the Tosas Rid, I put it on the sheet here. Mishumai Masunam Bay. So Perish. Kivan. Wait, so you can't get more explicit than this. I know I did not write this on my own. Like, this is just what he says. Perish, Kivan de Havar Lachalik Yatzas. Since we know that this din of Havar Lachalik Yatzas, ki ilu ksiv lav, akomalacho malacho damir. And it's like the Torah wrote a lav by each malacha. Vahabuluhu kmo lavin the chela vidam. Shein chalukim zamizeh, right? And it's like each malacha is a separate lav, like chel v'nan, right? That's a reference to the Mishnah we just saw in Krisos, which are separate from each other. The tzarech lahasros al chel mishav chelav v'al adam mishav dam. The din is, the person is about to violate one of those, you have to be master, you have to warn them if they're about to eat chelav, mishav chelav, to say, don't eat chelav, or dam, don't eat dam. V'kach akol Mulacha, mulacha. And so too, by each mulacha, that's what the Gemara's question is coming from. And again, it's not just that there's a din that you have to do it by this, but it's because Havar Lachalik Yotzas, that there's a separate, essentially, a separate Shem Isser, according to the Tosas Rid. And because there's a separate Shem Isser, that's why you have to be Masra, you have to warn the person for the particular mulacha that he's about to do. Very explicit formulation. Now I'll get a Tosas in Baba Kama, which is the next verse on the sheet. Tosfos says, So the other place that we have a concept of avos and toldos is nezikin, right? The first parak, first mishnah in Bava Kamma, Iva avos nezikin. So the Gemara there asks, so what's the difference between avos and toldos, right? So what's the difference? So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara actually says, let's see if I even put this here, maybe not. So the Gemara says that the difference is Mishkan, that which is Chashuv. Gemara applies it to Shabbos and says the difference between Avos and Toldos is Mishkan. That which is Chashuv, which was done in the Mishkan, is an Av, and that which was not done in the Mishkan is a Tolda. That's the Nafkamina that the Gemara gives by Shabbos in the Gemara Baba Kamma. So we have Zera, Amai Karulei. Ah, that was the Gemara's question. So the Torah was asked, Vim Tomar, Venema, the Nafkamina, the Inan Hasra, Shetzarach Lahasros, Atolda Mishum Av Dida Kedamina Beperek Tolin. So again, so the Gemara there was asking a little bit differently. The Gemara's question was, what's the difference between an Av and a Tolda? And the Gemara gave an answer, well, Mishkan is the difference. Now Tosas asks, as a Nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda, so maybe the Nafkamina that the Gemara should have given there in Bava Kamma is Hasra. That maybe the din of the distinction between an Av and a Tolda is that by a Tolda you have to be Masra. You have to warn the person who's about to do a tolda what av malacha he's about to do. So that's like one step further than what we just saw in Kofa Mechaz. Kofa Mechaz is talking about, well, I guess not. I mean, the case there is tolda, but the way this was written said is essentially, you know, he focuses on the av malacha. So there's seven shemus yisurim, you have to be master for each av that you do. Now, step two of that, like the corollary of that, is the tolda that a person does. So maybe the person has to be warned which av malacha he's going to violate, that would further support this notion of separate shameless yisurim, and that's what the Gemara Kof Lama Ches says, because Meshamer is a tolda. Right? Tosa says, Meshamer, Mishamai Masrinan, Bei, Rabba, Amar, Misham Borer, Vizay, Amar, Misham Rakets. That's the question. Tosa has two answers here. Yish Lomar, Dehachi Parich, Mishamai Masrinan, Bei, Shehu Chayov, Rabba, Amar, Misham Borer, Abba, Hisrubo, Misham Rakid, Potter, Tekevan shumaser b'davar she'in dumeh samer shemalik bo pater about history bo va'amar al tashamer chayiv. Tosfos rejects the notion entirely in the first answer. Tosfos says no. The Gemara is not asking, like, what do you need to be master him in order to be chayav? The question is, if you did, what's okay? What doesn't mess it up? So that's the machlokes between Rabba and Rav Zeira, that Rabba holds, if you warned him, if a person was about to do Meshamer, and you said, don't do Borer, so Rabba says, that's okay, but if you were to warn him, don't do Merakid, that person would be Pater, because since you are warning him about something that is not similar to it, the person might think, oh, you're just like, you're Malig, you're making fun, you're pointing fingers, you're not really serious, because everybody knows this is not Merakid, so what are you talking about? So since, clearly in that context, the Hasra would not be effective, the guy would not get the point, if he all of a sudden becomes like a Lamdan and says, oh, that's not Merakid, it's not Merakid. So then Rabba's saying that that's what's important. You have to, if you are going to be master specifically, make sure to do it right, and if you do it for the other Malacha, if you do it Mishum Merakid, not Mishum Borer, so then he's Pater. But Tosfos says, "Avalim hisru bo v'amar al tashamer chayev." But a person, if you just say generically al tashamer, just don't do what you're doing, that would also be effective. So Tosfos in the first answer rejects this whole concept. You don't have to specifically say which malacha you're doing. You just have to say don't do what you're doing. But v'od leish yilomar. That's a separate second answer. D'zeu shematarets hach tahave b'mishkan kari le'av. No, this is in fact what the Gemara in Bava Kama's answer is all about. When the Gemara in Bava Kama says, what's the difference between an av and a tol dala Shabbos? And it says, well, if it was by Mishkan, it's an av malacha, and if it wasn't by Mishkan, it's a tol dala. That's what it really means. Nafka minin linen hasra. If it's a lahasra, it's a tol dala bishma. Since tol dala was not in the Mishkan, and it's really subservient to the av, so you have to be master of the tol dala, essentially based on what it is, the av. The od, the... Okay, so I'll just stop right there. So the second answer is that really that's what the Gemara is saying. So according to Tosfos, the second formulation, and certainly according to this question, it seems like in general, in Shas, for every malacha, and Tosfos definitely holds that way, by every Isser that you do, so when you, for Hasra to be effective, it requires specificity as to which Isser the person is doing, and therefore Tosfos says, and Tosfos seems to say also, right, and if by Shabbos you have to specify the Isser, which is the Av Malacha, and if it's a Tolda, you have to specify which Av it is. But it's not so Pashut by Hasra in general that that's the Din. So let's flip over to the next source. This is the Rambam in Sanhedrin, the Parakid Beis Halacha Beis. Rambam says like this: Echad Tamer with Nekudos, Echad Tamer Chacham, Echad Tamer Aretz, Sarech Hasra. So whether it represents Tamer Chacham or Tamer Aretz, he needs Hasra in order to be Chai Makos. The whole purpose of Hasra is to distinguish between Shogig and Mezid. Maybe he was Shogig, right? So in order to basically vet the person and make sure that he's Mezid, you need Hasra. How does one do Hasra? I'm just like this. Now, what I would do is, quotation, Omrin Lo. This is what you say. Purosh o alta sesh zu avira hi v'chayev ata aleha mises bezin o makos. End quote. Right. This is what you say to the person. Separate from this, or don't do this because it's an avira, and you would be chayev mises bezin or makos for what you're about to do. In perish butter, if the person stopped doing what he's doing, so it's done. Okay. So, seemingly according to this formulation of the Rambam, you do not need to specify which particular Isser you're doing. The importance of this is as follows. If we wanted to say that the nafkamina between whether, you know, shemos, whether Malachos or Shemos Isser or not is Hasra, and the formulation of the Gemara in Kuflam and Ches and the Tosas Rid, which shows seemingly that it's separate Shemos Isser, right? So that's not so pasha. First of all, that may not ever really be the din that you need to be master. Tosfos in the Tosfos' first answer has a way to explain that Gemara according to the opinions like the Rambam that you never need Hasra that specifies which Isser you're doing, and therefore it could be not an afkamino altogether, or it could be. I didn't see this inside, but you could say not like the Tosfos Rid. You could just say that maybe Hasra does not require person to specify the shame Isser that he's doing. Maybe, even if you require Hasra with specificity, It just requires enough specificity that the guy gets the point. So therefore, when the Gemara is saying, oh, you have to say it's Boer Merakid, it could be that Boer Merakid are really, it's all one Shem Mitzvah of Shabbos, but you need the specificity of Boer Merakid, just so the guy understands like a little bit deeper like what he's doing. But maybe Hasra doesn't always require Shem Isser the way that the Tosfos formulates. So again, that's one potential nafkamina, you know, whether the Melachos of Shabbos are Shem Mos Isser or Magufa Melachakim, is by Hasra, whether you require the Hasra to specify which Av Melacha the person is violating. Presumably, simple explanation is if you require that, then you hold that they're separate Shem Mos Isser. But again, it could be that even if you hold that they're one Shem Isser, and just goof and mechlakim, you could still require specificity just because maybe Hasra in general requires enough specificity so that the person listening to it gets like a better understanding of like what he's doing and really takes it seriously. Wow, oh wow, you know what lachat is, maybe you're right, maybe I should stop doing what I'm doing. Second nafkamina, last nafkamina for tonight, is the concept of, maybe you've heard of, lav shebichlalos. So there's a concept that if you have a lav, well, we'll just there's a couple ways to define what a lav shebichlalos is. But if you have a certain lav in the Torah, in certain cases, and if you violate the lav, you would not be chayav malchus in that case because of lav shebichlalos. The classic example of lav shebichlalos is lo sochlu al hadam. The Torah says lo sochlu al hadam. What does that mean? It means like 10 different things. Right, I think it's the Mar Brachos. Maybe there's a lot of different things you learn from Lo Sochlu Al Adam. Right, don't eat blood, don't eat before chakras. There's like so many different things you learn from Lo Sochlu Al Adam. It's a classic example of Lav Shebichlalos. Since this one pasuk in the Torah teaches you so many different yisurim, you're not chayav malchus for it. That's just the din. So Gemara in Beitza has the following case. Gemara in Beitza says Hamivasha Gid Hanasha Bechelev Biyamtiv Va'achlu Loka Chamish. So the din is that if a person, it's like also, it's like how many yisurim can you tack onto one? So, person cooks a gid hanasha in chalav, in milk. So, gid hanasha is a piece of animal, so it's basar, you cook it in milk, on yantif, and you eat it. So, then is your chayiv five sets of makos for five different yisurim that you did. Number one, mibashal gid hanasha. So, you cooked gid hanasha, there's an yisur of cooking the gid hanasha. Number two, ochel gid hanasha, right? You ate the gid hanasha, that's also an yisur. Number three, mevasha basar b'chalav, right? You cook the gid hanasha in chalav, you're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav. Number four, you ate the basar b'chalav, so you're chayav mishum that. And number five, the Gemara says you're chayav mishum havara. Interestingly, it says havara. But you're chayav essentially for some form of malacha on yantif. Because it's on yantif. So it's not really, it can't really be bishul in theory, right? Because you're supposed to be able to do bishul. But havara, you... That's the bishul.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Oh, today? Awesome. Okay, great. Well, this is there's. Yeah. So there's like a Tosfos in Makos. Although I didn't put it on the sheet, but yeah. We'll get the Tosfos there. Also talks about this. So, okay. So bishul and havara. So Tosfos. The question is that they ask essentially. In the discussion of Lav Shebichlalos is why is, it's an interesting question, why isn't Shabbos or Yontif a Lav Shebichlalos, right? It's like, this is like, that's like the most fundamental question of like what we're talking about, right? Because all it says is Lo Sasa Kol Melacha or Lo Sasa Melechas Avoda Kol Melechas Avoda Lo Sasu BaYontif. It's a very generic formulation and seems to learn out so many different quote unquote like separate halachos from it of Zoraya and Koresh and Kotzer, etc. So why don't we view Shabbos or Yontif as a Lav Shebichlalos? So, just the question itself is striking, and the question itself reflects, wow, maybe they are their separate Shemos Isser that you could even ask such a question. Just like Lo Sochlu Adam learns totally different Isurim from one Pasuk, the idea being that they're separate Shemos Isser, so too maybe the Melachos of Shabbos or Yontif are also separate Shemos Isser. That's the question. Why isn't like that? So there are different sources that discuss this. One of them is like Tosfos in Makos, which I did not bring. One of them is Tosfos in Sanhedrin, asked this question because of the discussion by Yabod Azara also, the Gemara talks about. So was it, did I put on the sheet here? I did. Okay, I put it on the sheet. Akula Meino Loka. So the Gemara says, so Tosfos says, the last source, V'hoda Amrino in Parakama de Beitza, Mevashel Gidar Nasha B'yantiv Lukah Chamesh V'chad Binayim HaMevashel B'yantiv, and one of them is Mevashel. So why you chay Mishum Mevashel? Like you chay Makos Mishum Mevashel. Lukah Shvina Lav Lav Shav Echalos. We don't. I consider that a Lav Shav Echalos. T'chsev Kol Melechus Avodah Lo Sasil Kimo Lo Sabdim. We don't say it's like Lo Sabdim, my Avodah Zara, which is the Hacha, like here in Sanhedrin. The Hasa Mefarish Tfei. Because there, it's interesting, because it says, "Tehasa mefarish tvei dechtiv avoda mishtamea komalacha shi avoda." This is more of an answer about lav shabachlalos than about yontif, maybe, right? It says, "No, this is not considered really a lav shabachlalos because the formulation of avoda, right, is more specific than just a generic lo sa abdim."
I don't understand the question. Saying if it's not considered lav shabachlalos, then maybe they are all separate shemos isur, right?
No. If it is the question is why is it not a lav shabachlalos? Right. If it is a lav shabachlalos, so that means that they are separate shemos isur. But if they're all learned from one pasuk, the special din in Torah is you don't get makos for that. But the premise of the question assumes they are separate shemos isur.
But the examples of Shabbat that we gave are all separate.
Right, so the formulation of the question assumes, and other than really Tosis Rid, that the formulation of the question assumes that by Yontif, right, they would be separate Shemo, that Yontif would be separate Shemos Isser. Sorry. Right. Why don't we say that Yontif is a Lav Shabbat Chalos? So presumably that question assumes that to be a lav shabachlalos, you need to have many shemos iser in one pasuk. So if we're saying, the question is, why isn't Yontif or Shabbos lav shabachlalos, that makes you wonder, is he saying that by Shabbos, each melacha is a separate shemos iser, and then maybe in general by Shabbos, you can never be, or Yontif, you can never be chai of malkos, because essentially what that pasuk is teaching you, separate shemos iser from one pasuk, it's a lav shabachlalos, you're not chayav, but we know that you are. So how does that work out? So Sanhedrin just says, that's not really lav shabachlalos because the Torah gives you a little bit more information. It specifies what's asir. It's a malacha, which is avoda. So I understand that to mean it's not a lav shabachlalos because, right, what a lav shabachlalos is when you have totally unconnected Isurim from one pasuk. So again, think about lo sochlu adam, don't eat blood, and don't eat before chakras. They have really nothing to do with each other, and somehow are learned from the pasuk together at the same time. But Tosa is saying Shabbos is not really like that. The melachos, they are all really directly related in some sense from one pasuk because they are all formulations of melacha shehi avoda. Right? We talked about when we did the Tosa and Daf Mem Tes. According to the opinion that it's malacha so many times, so right, avoda could just be like it's like a type of malacha. It has to be an avoda type of malacha. And these 39 things, or yontif maybe a little less, are an avoda type of malacha. And therefore, it's not a lav shabachlalos because they are really related to each other in some respect, and you can say they all are generated from the principle of malacha shehi avoda. These are 39 malacha shehi avoda. So therefore, Tosafot says it's not a lav shabachlalos. They're in ba'. They are. But they are also more connected than what normal lav shabachlalos are. They still have a principle that binds them all together that you can say about each one, it's a malacha shehi avoda. Yes, they have some very big differences between them, but you can tie them all together and say it's a malacha shehi avoda. That's something you can't do generally by lav shabachlalos. You can't tie them together, other than to say they're learned from this pasuk. You can't say that they are somehow, there's a characteristic that binds them together. That's, according to us, is very important. There is a Ramban in the Shorashim. So the Ramban, okay, so in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban has several Shorashim, several like roots, general principles that he lays out in basically telling you how he got to count the mitzvahs. So the Ramban has a commentary on that. Like Ramban has like principle X, principle Y. So Ramban like an offhanded comment. Not really what he was talking about, but he talks about lav shabachlalos. So he says that his formulation is by yontif, it's not a lav shabichlalos, because essentially he says lav shabichlalos are many shemos, and he says by yontif it's all shem echad. That's the lashon of shem echad. The Ramban is very clear, right, that yontif is all shem echad. Unclear where Tosfos is going on that road, but the Ramban is very clear that no, Shabbos and yontif, it's not a lav shabichlalos because it's all shem echad. A lav shabichlalos requires that you have separate shemos yisurim coming from one pasuk. And Shabbos and Yontif, it's all Shem Echad. It's all one Shem Isser. There's many different goofin, right? Many different like parts to it, but it's all one Shem Isser. You'd only count it once, and therefore it's not a lot of Shabbos Klalos. And the Tosfos and Makos, what, you do Chesem and Aleph? Is that what's the daf today? No. What?
Chaf Aleph?
Okay, so this is on your Ches. So you go back to Chazara last week. Tosfos and Yerches also has a similar idea as the Ramban. So Shechter quotes in the Rav that the machlokas between Tosfos and Sanhedrin and the Ramban is about a bunch of things, and one of them is about chiluk melachos, whether shemos mechulakim or gufa mechulakim. Tosfos holds, he wants to say that Tosfos and Sanhedrin holds that they're really shemos mechulakim, and therefore, again, I think Tosfos could go either way. The Rav wanted to say that they actually are shemos mechulakim, and therefore Tosfos gives a different answer than the Ramban. Tosfos says the reason that they're not allowed to be close is because nevertheless there's something that binds them together. This idea of melechas avoda, that there is some binding characteristic between them, even though they are separate shemos yisurim. So that's like a double chiddush. Whereas the Ramban is very clear that it's Shem Isser. I thought you could say Tosfos is saying, like the Ramban, that the expression of again the lashon was Malacha Shehi Avoda. So I thought that got to the idea that they're all one Shem Isser. That's how you express that they're all one Shem Isser, because the Shem Isser is Malacha Shehi Avoda. Rav thought otherwise, but that's again potential another Nafkamina Machlokes. Tosfos in the Ramban, whether the Isser Shabbos are Shemos Isser or Gufa Mechalkim. So again, let's summarize. Oh, and we never tied it back to the source. A ton. Okay, so let's do that one back. So now, just go back to the source. So there are two types of sources. Oh, we did a little bit. Let's just go back to the source. We saw there are three sources for Chiluk Melachos. The idea that you be chayav a separate chatas for each Melacha. We saw there are three sources. Mechala, Mos, Yumas, Ba'asa, Ba'achas, Mehina, and Havara. So the one are not like the other two. Havara is different than the other two. So maybe you could say that Havara really expresses the idea that they're Shemos Isurim, right? That they're separate Isurim, each one on its own, and that's how you get that from the formulation of Havara being singled out. Whereas other sources don't give you that formulation that you would really view the Melachos of Shabbos, each one individually. The Nafkaminas that we talked about are, number one, would you count them separately or not? Seems like nobody does count them separately, but maybe it's a theoretical possibility. Number two is Makos, is Hasra. Do you have to specify the particular Av Malacha that the person is violating in order for it to be a good Hasra? The initial Chakira would be that if you do, presumably that's because they're shameless Isra, like the Tosfos read, when if you don't, it's be Gufim Mechulakim. We talked about that might not be the case. You could argue in the other direction. And the other Nafkamina is whether you should view the Melachos of Shabbos as a Lav Shabichlalos. Right? If you were to view them as a Lav Shabichlalos, that presumably would the answer is that they're not a Lav Shabichlalos, and the question is why. So maybe there's a Machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban, that the Ramban views them as one Shem Isser, whereas Tosfos views them as many Shem Isserim, and that would be the other Nafkamina. Okay, so that ends the Shir. We are going to start with the first Melacha next week, Zoraya. So just for starters, just now we're in the Gemara. So start the Mishnah's Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. It's the Mishnah that lists all the Melachos. And what we're going to do, I think we'll see how it plays out. Right now, I think we're just gonna go Melacha by Melacha, I think. But really tie it to the Gemara, because the Gemaras do talk about it, so we're going to try to learn it out from the Gemara. First thing that we're going to do next week is the Machlokes between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch by Zoraya. It's like the most awesome. Everything's famous. This is super famous. So if you have the Rashash is here. If you have the Minchas Chinuch, just look at Minchas Chinuch on Zoraya, and then it's all there.